The bumbler gave Jochebeam a final, distrustful look, then began to nose about on the floor. The tiles were damp from a recent mopping, and Jake was afraid the bumbler wouldn't be able to find the scent. Then Oi gave a single sharp cry, more dog's bark than human's word, and began to hurry down the center of the kitchen between the stoves and the steam tables, nose low to the ground, only going out of his way long enough to skirt Chef Warthog's smoldering body. "Listen to me, you little bastard," cried the low man outside the door. "I'm losing patience with you." "Good," Jake cried. "Come on in. Let's see if you go back out again." He put his finger to his lips in a shushing gesture while looking at Jochebeam. He was about to turn and run. He had no idea how long it would be before the washer boy yelled through the door that the kid and his Billy Bumbler were no longer holding Thermopylae Pass, when Jochebeam spoke to him in a low voice that was little more than a whisper. "What?" Jake asked, looking at him uncertainly. It sounded as if the kid had said, "Mind the mind trap." But that made no sense. Did it? "Mind the mind trap," Jochebeam said, this time much more clearly, and turned away to his pots and sudsy water. "What mind trap?" Jake asked. But Jochebeam affected not to hear, and Jake couldn't stay long enough to cross-examine him. He ran to catch up with Oi, throwing glances back over his shoulder. If a couple more of the low men burst into the kitchen, Jake wanted to be the first to know. But none did. At least, not before he had followed Oi through another door and into the restaurant's pantry, a dim room stacked high with boxes and smelling of coffee and spices. It was like the storeroom behind the East Stoneham General Store, only cleaner. 2. There was a closed door in the corner of the Dixie Pig's pantry. Beyond it was a tiled stairway leading down God only knew how far.